We continue in our journey through Shmona Esrei, and we find ourselves in the bracha of Atachonin LaAdam Das. We say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are the one who bestows upon a person das, wisdom, understanding, umelamed le'enosh bino, and you teach man understanding, you teach man wisdom. We'll discuss in future shiurim the different words that are used, chachma, bina, das. But on a most basic level, we're making a declarative statement. Hashem, you are the one who bestows wisdom upon a person. And there's a beautiful statement in the Torah, the halachic work called the Torah, that says, skula l'misha mishachiach talmido, laharich b'chonin da'das. If someone has difficulty retaining his learning, retaining his Torah knowledge, he should take an especially long time to think about and to reflect on this bracha. An interesting idea. So I learn, but I can't remember or retain which I learned. That which I learned, I should have special kavana. Atachonin la'adam das. Hashem, you give a person understanding. You give a person wisdom and understanding. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm asking you, really embedded in this bracha, I can't retain, so help me. And I think that there's an incredible lesson that comes out of this. You know, sometimes we wonder, what is it exactly that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of us in our religious service? What does God ask of us in terms of our learning? What does God ask of us in terms of our observance? What does Hashem ask of us in terms of performance? And too often, we answer the question so profoundly wrongly. We think that Hashem expects perfection. We think that if we learn Torah, what God expects of me is retain. Retain. You have to remember. And if you can't remember it, abysmal failure. We think that in our religious and spiritual lives, if we don't do everything, then it's as if we've done nothing. And if I do something, but I only do it 51% instead of 99.9%, it's as if I didn't do it at all. And of course, there's nothing further from the truth. All that Kodesh Baruch Hu asks of us in anything in life is effort. All you have to do is try. All you have to do is be able to look in the mirror and tell yourself, I tried my best. Now you have to be honest. Because a lot of times in life, we don't try our best. And a lot of times in life, I don't really put in enough effort. And a lot of times in life, when I fail, it's simply because I just didn't roll up my sleeves or exert myself enough to accomplish the particular objective or goal. But all that Kodesh Baruch Hu asks of me is to try. And the proof to that is this bracha. Atachonin la'adam das. What do you say in Kodesh Baruch Hu? I learned Torah. And the truth is, whether I retain it or I don't retain it, to a certain degree, it's up to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, some people have a photographic memory. Some people are very detail-oriented. Some people could remember things and other people cannot. And that has nothing to do with how hard I try, nothing to do with how much I exert myself. That has to do with the fact that we're each born with different level of intellectual abilities, intellectual strengths and acumen. Say, that's what the Torah says. If you have difficulty remembering something, you should spend more time on this bracha. Atachonin la'adam das, Hashem, you give man wisdom, so help me retain. But the underlying message in this is that retention is not the mark of success, because retention is in the hands of God. Therefore, the mark of success is effort. Can I put my head on the pillow each and every evening knowing that I expended maximum effort to learn well, to live well, and to be the best person I can be? Did I expend the effort? We don't ask ourselves, did I achieve all of the results? Because the results, like retention, are offered in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Atachonin la'adam das. You give man the knowledge and the ability to retain. That's up to you, God. My job is just to try as hard as possible. Wishing everyone a wonderful day and looking forward to continuing another beautiful week of going through the Shmona Esrei, of exploring the deeper meaning in our tefillos.